Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX, and the sun is out just as George Mayhew walks in.
How about that?
How about that?
The shirt did it.
Well done. Yeah, I'm not sure which is brighter.
It's cloudy and rainy on all sides, but where I was sunny, and where I was going was sunny, so I took the scooter. So
good man.
You know,
look at you.
It's a straight shot, man. I'll go for it.
Living your life. It worked out so well last time.
Yeah, so, well... Yeah, I get caught in the rain all the time, but it's the game you play.
No, you know? Should do is you should start a TikTok channel that's just you with your phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
Since you had such success with that.
That is a good idea.
George Rides. Ride with George.
Yep. Oh, boy, you got some good ideas every now and then, Dave.
Thank you.
No charge.
George Mayhew, ride or die.
Oh, I like that one.
Right.
I can just keep going.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it on the way home.
Do you have a patch on your leather cut where it says president?
No.
No.
What are you talking about?
A bike club.
Oh, I don't think they have president.
He's got his own MC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll start that on the way home, and I'll send you what I come up with.
Clay Morrow was the president of the Sons of Anarchy.
I'll join you with my BMW Scrambler. We'll cause some havoc.
You could be the VP.
Or you're back on bikes?
I haven't ridden it in a year. But
why not?
Because Phoebe saw a guy crash and was all about it for a while, and I told her I would take a break, and she hasn't brought it up in a year. So
Dave's like, maybe?
Here we go.
What she doesn't know won't hurt her.
I'm hiding things from my daughter.
Say, I'm going to go on a Father's Day ride. How about that? Do I get one a year?
Well, I'm supposed to be going with my buddy Scott, who I went to the Rockies with to ride. He has a place in Siesta Key, and we're supposed to go in October and ride down to Key West.
All the way to Key West.
And spend a couple of days.
I'm not sure I could do that.
Yeah.
Not sure my buns could handle
just
that.
A few hours. It's not horrible. So
Key West is just a few hours?
From Siesta Key.
Oh. Yes. I'm sorry. I thought
no.
from here.
No, okay. I'm not riding from there. Okay. Oh, my God,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I had delusions of grandeur for a while, and I was going to ride out to where my brother lost his life in Arizona, but that's like 3 days. I mean.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't see how any of these guys do it.
Yeah.
And go up to Sturgis. I mean, all those guys that do that, it's a pilgrimage. They have to do it.
Yeah. So before we talk about what you're going to talk about, what are George Mayhew's favorite guilty pleasures when it comes to food and drink? Like, I just gave you a cosmic brownie. Like, maybe not your style, but what would be?
I didn't tear into it like you did into that peanut butter cup.
That peanut butter cup's gone. Yeah.
Regular Cheetos. You know, the crunchy ones.
Sure.
And I could just...
Me too.
As big as that bag is, it's...
Take it down.
It's not big enough.
Yeah.
It's half air.
I think it's the perfect chip.
Yeah.
If you can say it's a chip.
Yeah, I don't know if... whatever it is. And the best part is the caked orange fingers.
Yeah.
You know, if that's not there, it's an imitation or something's wrong.
Yeah.
You've been eating them wrong.
Do you like the puffy ones?
Not as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the crunchy ones.
Yeah.
You know, but boy, I can knock down a bunch of, you know, I've got a bad sweet tooth. So any of these, any of these candies, all those bars, you name it, I can nail it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have snack time at night?
It's hard. I try not to.
Mm.
You know, what gets me is spicy food. I have spicy food. It just triggers it.
Yeah.
You've got to have it.
Got to have it.
And if there's not ice cream or something in the house, you know, it's we're heading out to... somewhere to, you know, check out what the sales at Walgreens are, you know? So, yeah.
I ordered Clementines the other night, and a taxi brought it to me, so got it on DoorDash.
Oh, you got a $40 pint of
Clementines. I did.
Now, if you do that, do you get, like, a bigger container so you can have it for days?
I got two.
Okay.
I got gooey butter, and I got the salted crack.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are my two faves.
Yeah.
So, did you just drink it down because it had been 40 minutes?
I'm not so much of a binger.
No, I mean drink it because it had melted.
No, I like melty.
Oh.
I like melty ice cream.
So you stuck a straw in it and went to town.
Yeah. I don't like soft serve, but I also don't like rock hard.
Yeah.
So it sounded bad.
I'll tell you what I had the other day that I hadn't had in decades. I think they call it Dole Whip, what they used to serve at the Disney.
Oh, man. I haven't thought of that in years.
It's basically pineapple and I think it's pineapple powder and coconut milk. It's like the best thing ever.
Huh.
And Buzz's Hawaiian Grill serves the stuff. And I got a taste of it and I went, oh, my God. It just brought me back to my youth.
I've not been there, but is it Hawaiian Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that place is good.
That's good food.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah.
That was just, speaking of soft serve, it was great.
Okay, what did you intend on talking about?
Well, I'm going to bring you back about 10 years, Mr. Dave, maybe 12 years.
Yep.
Do you remember the day that I walked into the other studio and had a couple tacos with me, two or three tacos?
Oh, boy, do I.
And, I would do that just about every week. There would be something that would be new or different or exciting, and I'd bring you guys a little treat.
Yeah.
And just without fail, you guys would, like, in the break, just knock this, like it was your last meal. Yeah. It was just, I went, wait, let's wait and talk about it on the air and talk about the, no, it would never, it never happened. I thought, okay, I've got them this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought you a couple tacos from a new place called Gringo. It was new at the time, called Gringo, and I don't remember the, it was a chicken taco and a beef taco, and one of them had chapulines in them, which are fried grasshoppers.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything. I thought, okay, I'll just let these guys just wolf these things down. And you did. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just fell right into the trap. Mm-hmm. So we go on the air. I go, what'd you think of those tacos? What'd you think of that first one? Yeah, it was pretty good. We liked the taco. We went through the whole thing. Yeah. And nobody objected to it. Like it was, I said, how about that second one? Well, it was a little crunchy. I kind of liked it. Yeah, good sauce. And anyway, I told you guys it was grasshoppers, crickets. And I thought Mark Close was going to lose it.
Yeah.
and same with Max Foyzy. They couldn't they couldn't get, and to this day, this is a dozen years later, every time I see Mark Close, he goes, I am still spitting antennae out of my teeth.
He didn't appreciate it.
No, he didn't.
The only one I didn't appreciate was the rainwater.
Yes.
When you took it out of your bird bath where birds poop.
No, I didn't. That's your exaggeration.
No, that's in my mind.
I did put I put a big old saute pan out in the yard and gathered some rainwater.
That's better than what I had in my mind. In my mind, you just went out and ladled it.
From a nice dirty puddle.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, so back to the grasshoppers thing. One of my freelancers decided, for whatever reason, he was looking at this Oaxacan restaurant in town and was intrigued. It's a very, very well-regarded, very highly rated Oaxacan restaurant. And the number one item on the menu, in bold, it's right there at the top, is chapulines. And he goes, I've never had those. I'm going to go have some grasshoppers. And he went with his daring buddy and they sat down and he tells the whole story about how, I don't know if I wanted to do it or not. And anyway, so he gets, decides that he, he kind of choked him down a little bit. He's not sure he's going to try it again, but anyway, it was a very interesting article, and I just decided to put that up and see what people thought. And a lot of people are just, they're totally fine with it, and some that you can't even mention that word or they just lose it. So
I feel stupid, but what's Oaxacan?
From Oaxaca,
it's
from
part of Mexico,
the province in Mexico where tequila comes from, and and down there, apparently these are it's as common as it can be. They're bar snacks on a lot of the Oaxacan bars, and I think there were bar snacks on a couple of these bars in St. Louis for a minute. But they're deep fried grasshoppers, and they season it's all. It's kind of a neutral flavor. I've tasted them, and you've tasted them. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of what you season them with. Mm-hmm. It's all crunch, basically, a little nutty. And that's really, if you can kind of, close your eyes and get over, the whole thing.
That you're eating a bug,
but. The whole, it got me to thinking about this, and, there are apparently 2 billion people in the world that eat bugs. A quarter of the world's population consume insects all the time. And I don't know if you guys ever had this woman on with you when she was starting out. She's got a company called Mighty Cricket. Her name's Sarah Schlafly. She's one of the Schlafly folks. And she's still got this company, and she is, you know, imports crickets and turns it into flour, and it's an extremely high protein. Wheels, you'd like, I mean, there's so much protein and so much vitamins and iron, and it's just, it's like a superfood.
I'm going to get bug powder.
But
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, that part seems less weird to me than, like, just eating them.
Yeah, and they're completely neutral, too. Apparently, you put them in your smoothie, she puts them in her oatmeal. You cannot taste it, and it's just this insane source of protein. And, you know, she's like, not that she's going to save the planet, but, you know, she throws out all these statistics that in 25 years, there's going to be all these people. We don't have the agricultural land to raise all the cattle and chickens that we need to do it. So, anyway, that's just a...
Back when USAID was being shut down, I saw a feature story on a Sunday morning show of a lady who owns a company. I think it's primarily bugs, but turns it into a paste. And that's what so many people in third world countries live on. And now they don't have it. But it's just like this goo.
Yeah.
It's like Soylent Green or something.
Yeah. And that's what's interesting about it. You know, it's gluten-free and it's got good fat. I mean, everything about it is wonderful, except the perception that you just have to get over. And I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I mean, people in India would be find it abhorrent that we eat steak.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just all, you know, wherever you grew up and whatever you think is normal. In a lot of countries, people eat dogs. And we just think that's the worst thing in the world.
Well, and the writer made a point of, you know, cows and chickens are relatively recent imports down in Oaxaca, but they've been eating bugs for a long time. So that's what looks weird down there to them. And his point was, and we eat hot dogs every, do we really know what's in a hot dog? Do we really want to know what's in a hot dog? So anyway, there was a couple interesting arguments put forth, but
imagine there's plenty of crickets in hot dogs.
I was going to say, there's got to be a grasshopper.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's fascinating. I really think, I was trying to get a hold of Sarah Schlafly before I came on to see how her company was doing, because she was trying to, she got an ARCH grant and she got I think an FDA, she got quite a bit of money from the federal government to promote and to, you know, further this. I think she was going to start, you know, farming them. And that's where I think the stuff's kind of, it's like $32 a pound for the flour, which is kind of expensive. But you start to manufacture these things and do it yourself anyway, she could bring the price down. But I'm just fascinated with it. Not that I'm going to be a bug proponent for the rest of my life, but it stopped me in my tracks and got, you know what? There's definitely something to this. And probably in the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to see more and more of this. And once we kind of get over the hump, then it'll be fine again. It's just like, you know, everybody was freaking out that marijuana was going to be legal. Now that it is, no big deal. You know,
we do freak out.
We do,
and then we do get over it.
Yep, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that was a big. I just thought that would be fun to do, and he was all excited about telling the story, so
that's
I let
good.
Him do it.
How many freelancers you got out there?
Probably half a dozen, and they're all. You know, they're freelancers. They've got other jobs. So if that's what's hard for me is to find one that isn't busy doing something else. But because
how often does a freelancer write something and then just submit it to you?
Never.
Okay.
I mean, I solicit. Hey, do you want to do this? Can you do that? Sometimes they. And this guy did with this grasshopper thing. That came out of thin air. He goes, "Would you be interested in a piece if I go? You know, try some grasshoppers?" I go, "Yes." So that was. One that just kind of came in, but yeah, most of the time I direct them to do whatever I need them to do. So, and there's more and more places, and I mean I'm keeping not a lot, but a few folks busy. It's it doesn't stop.
It's good.
Did we talk about Grace Meat, Grace Chicken and Fish
that
opened today down in Crestwood? You know, fried chicken, fried fish down in the.
Now, did it move, or is it a second location?
This was the original location is called Grace Meat and Three, and it's in the Grove, and this is their second location called Chicken and Fish. So it's kind of an offshoot. It's got you know, he's happy to serve, and serves a lot of it. catfish from the state of Mississippi, as he likes to tell you, the river, the state, not the river.
Yeah.
Very important. Very, yeah. very important distinction.
Have you had the chicken skin? The appetizer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Really good.
And all their food's really good. And this is in the King Edward's location, which was a chicken place to begin with. Mm. What I didn't realize was, he said, if you look at all the chicken poles, fried chicken poles in St. Louis, King Edward's was there, and Hodak's was there, and Grace was there. And he said, now that you know King Edward's is gone, he goes, we're really in a pretty good spot. Mm-hmm. So I expect really great things from that place. And they're such great people. And a very, very broad menu, you know, fried green tomatoes, a lot of fried stuff. But boy, it's tasty.
Nice. Very nice. So. Thank you, Georgie. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Safe travels back home. Starting to cloud up a little bit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 426 on the dot. At the other side of the break, we're going to preview Rachel Zimmerman show this week, which we do typically on Fridays. I was going to ask you guys, I love playing catch, as you know, and I'm always hitting my friend Kevin Wheeler up to play catch. I was going to ask, if you could play catch with anyone living or dead, who would it be? But we don't have a lot of time. I'm just going to take this one. Boy, what I would give to play catch with my dad. And I know that's the classic, right? That's like, duh. But now that I'm 60 and I have a 30-year-old and a 20-year-old and I have these established relationships, I really realize how little of a relationship I had with my dad. Like, he yelled at me. I frustrated him. I heard him have real conversations with other people. But I don't think my dad and I ever had a real conversation. And it just breaks my heart, just makes me really sad. And I don't blame it all on him. I mean, he's the parent. When you're the parent, you're the one who sets the rules.
Right. Yep.
But I probably wasn't the easiest guy to have a conversation with. But what I would give to go back and just play catch, just for an hour, just find out what he was like, you know?
Yeah, just a shoot the bull session.
Shoot the bull. Anything jump to your mind?
I don't know, but I think that's really sweet, Dave, and I think it's nice that your mind is there as we approach Father's Day, you know?
Didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Didn't even clock that. Mm. Yeah, play catch with your kid.
Good idea. Or something similar.
Yeah.
Shoot hoops.
Yeah.
Go to a movie.
Go have a beer.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.